web series. I'm writing / directing. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre Meets the Notebook. It's gonna be hilarious.
Oh, you're Aaron. We've been waiting for you.
Today is my first day as Mike Bay's assistant.
Mike Bay Productions.
I have no idea why someone would want a Shia LaBeouf punching bag.
Yes, people, I'm back. Once again, the phenomenal one here. Doing a little something different here. Obviously, recording something for the Make Believe Pictures Company. These guys did the hit that we reviewed last year in development, which was about Mike Bay's intern assistants, and without Mike Bay, of course. And please, we're talking about Michael Bay. Well, season 2 just came out, or is coming out. By the time this goes up, this will be out already. And I wanted to try something a little different for this review, like kind of a commentary review, and then give my final thoughts. Or I might just play the video and let you guys listen to it, and then I'll give my thoughts on it. You might hear me laughing in the background, something like that. But Eric and Kyle, like I said, last year they asked me, hey, can you review this web series they did, which I ain't gonna lie, when they first asked me that, I usually get a lot of requests like that, and usually when I watch them, they tend to be kind of shitty, bullshit, half-assed, or just whatever. But this is probably the best thing I have seen personally that anyone has sent me, and I think these guys are talented writers. Of course, they're from my hometown, Los Angeles, so obviously you know they got some talent. But season 2 is coming out this Wednesday, or by the time this goes up, it'll be already out. And once again, you can catch it on blip.tv.com and just type in End Development, and I'm sure it's going to come up. Hashtag I am sorry. And why don't we just go ahead and get into this thing now? Ready to. Where the fuck is that play button? Okay, here we go.
Dudes, welcome back. Because there was some crazy shit happening at the office today. Are you ready? You don't even know. You don't even know. Oh, you having fun? You f***ed! Did someone stop holding up f***ing traffic? Jesus, look at this dick.
By the way, it's only like 5 minutes long, so don't worry. It ain't that long.
I've been here all motherfucking day. Where the fuck y'all been?
Well, you guys sure picked a fantastic day to check in on us. We're in the middle of moving offices after Gump 3D was shut down. We
are down 2 people now. Aaron, well, actually 3, if you include his little girlfriend Chloe, who's never around.
And Neha quit. She got cast in the James Franco art film Please Die in a Fire. Plus,
motherfucking Shia LaBeouf is coming in the office today. Let me quit fronting. I don't even know what the fuck Shia LaBeouf is. But apparently it's important. White people.
No.
You don't even know what I was going to say, Chloe. Molly. Your hair is...
Call me Chloe again and see what happens.
As I was saying?
No, you cannot go see Shia. You can't take him water and you can't go get something out of that room. But you can. Shut the fuck up.
Chloe's got a bit of an attitude these days. I'm sorry, I meant Molly.
Shia LaBeouf is coming here on his little apology tour? Oh, I've died and gone to heaven. I'm calling Perez. I'm emailing Us Weekly. Out Magazine! Don't act like you didn't know. First the closet, then the bag. This isn't my first rodeo.
What up, dude? Got you a little present. Hello?
I'm just gonna cut to the chase. I wrote a script for you. Murder He Tweets. It's like the old one, but newer.
Sam Witwicky and I go way back. Given the chance, I would thank him for being.
They brought this fucking bumblebee back.
Interior iPhone day. LOL. Hashtag, oh no, you didn't, Chad. Hashtag, get up in them guts. He tweets.
Hello, and how are you today, Mr. LaBeouf? Can I get you a water? Coffee? What about some herbal tea?
We're traveling down the road and back again. His heart is true. He's a pal and a confidant.
Alright, just take the f***ing bag off. You look like a tux-wearing glory hole. And I don't even care to see your face. I have seen plenty of stars, okay? I just need
apparently they got Shia LaBeouf in a grocery bag here.
Gazoon height.
Thank you, Chloe. Molly.
This is not over, LaBeouf.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew. Oh, he's like a large cat.
You have one job, Bumblebee. One! Do not let Devin leave this room!
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh shit, Shia LaBeouf's about to take his trash back right now. Oh shit.
I'm gonna get even Stevens.
Damn, that Mormon fucker is back. Man, that was only 5 minutes. God damn, dude. I was expecting it to be a little longer, but yeah, when I looked it up and said 5 minutes, I thought maybe I just got sent the trailer, but no, that's the whole episode. I guess to give a quick little summary of what's going on, it's pretty much just catching up with the cast and crew you had in the original, which, by the way, that was a great opening. They got the crazy motherfucker. What's his name? I believe his name was Devin, played by Noah James. He's the literary intern, if you will. And he's driving the car. He's welcoming everybody back and going off on somebody. And as soon as he hits a corner, who do we run into? Aaron, Mike's former assistant who quit in season one. And that was a pretty good opening right there. Everybody's, I guess, adjusting to this move they're having after the budget cuts from season one. So here you got that fucking bumblebee. I love that bumblebee. Eric and Kyle, I'm going to give this a high C just if you let me hug that bumblebee. But anyway, yeah, so you got Molly, who plays one of the interns, played by Lauren Lee Denham. She returns, but she dyed her hair blonde. It's no longer red. So fucking Devin keeps getting her mixed up with Chloe, who was the explosions intern in season one, who's probably not around just because her little boyfriend Aaron's gone. You got Josh, the slow-mo intern, who to me was the funniest dude in season one because the expression on his face, he plays one of the, I guess, the so-called gay character, if you will. Hilarious as fuck. My man Chad Andres Poole, hope I'm pronouncing your name right. He does the typical P1 and looks up the chick's dress by knocking some things over. So I related to that brother a lot. And then you got Tom, who's the accountant intern, but he's also a Mormon as well. But they fired his ass last season. But it looks like that they're supposed to be Shia LaBeouf is supposed to be coming to the new studio. But you can't tell who it is because he's wearing a goddamn grocery bag that says, I am sorry. Should have put a hashtag on that. I am sorry, but that's just me. And at the end of the video, he pretty much takes the bag off and you realize it's him. Apparently, from looks like he's looking out for some revenge, even though this was an unpaid job. Apparently, he was struggling because he lost his job, I guess. I don't know. Mormons are fucking weird, but I like that character a lot. So hopefully the next show is a little longer so we can see this character get into some more bullshit and stuff. And somebody bring another fine-ass girl in here so my man Chad can be looking up some girls' dresses. I have to see this. I guess the episode itself, I mean, it's really quick, dude. That was short, actually. Played it for you guys. That was the whole thing I got sent, at least. Maybe it'll be longer. That's probably my only complaint. The writing seems to be still up top. Bumblebee singing and talking about goddamn him and Sam Witwicky together. I got a tip for your next one. You need to put jazz in the next one. That's the only way it'll work out. Have them start breakdancing or whatever and talking about, hey, fools. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. If I had to give a rating, getting my final thoughts here. Every character looks like they're playing the same character from season one, which is a good thing because I liked everybody from season one. There's not much to say because it is 5 minutes long, but the jokes that were in there, the jokes hit like always because Eric and Kyle knows their shit, and these actors they got to deliver a fine ass job on it. Once again, I believe it is the best web series on the net right now. If you're not looking out for it, you need to be looking out for it. Like I said earlier, go to blip.tv and just type in undevelopment. I'm pretty sure you can find it all over the web right now. It should be blowing up right now. Getting the final thoughts, acting's on par. They're delivering their lines like they should be. Molly's even a bitch more than season two, it seems like, starting out, than she is in season one, which is, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of hot on her. I kind of like that bitchy attitude. But Devin, still a coked-out miniature version of Michael Bay. I'm wondering if Chloe and Aaron is going to come back in future episodes. I'm pretty sure they are, especially since you see the opening title, but before the title card, which was brilliant, by the way. Plus, Chloe's just hot anyway, so she should come back. I need to see more with Josh. Definitely need to see more because that slow motion reaction in episode 3 of season 1, funniest face reaction ever. So yeah, I'm going to give it, I guess my only problem is that it's short, but I guess they can pass this off as it's an introduction, but I'm going to change the ratings up a little bit. For web series and TVs, there is no rent it or stream it, so I'm going to go either it's going to be a fuck it, low see it, regular see it, high see it. So I'll give it a low see it. I think it is worth watching to catch up on what the gang is up to, what crew members is coming back, seeing what they're getting themselves set up to, because this looks more like a setup episode. I'm looking forward to seeing more. Don't know when they're going to be coming out. Hopefully it's every Wednesday so I can have something to do on Wednesdays because I don't have shit to do except edit. But yeah, low see it. And another thing, Eric and Kyle, I'm serious about that goddamn Bumblebee. I want him to come to Long Beach. I want him to come knock on my door and give me a hug, goddammit. Now, granted, he's probably never hugged a black man because those Transformers movies was racist, but whatever. I'm pretty sure him and Chad get along just fine. Well, later, bastards. One other thing I forgot to say before I get into this. Go to blipt.tv.com, check out In Development, look it up, go to makebelievepictures.com, that's their website where you can find all their videos from season one and even the new one from season two. Of course, I am the phenomenal one, so now I can say later, bastards.
He's actually going to be here in 3 hours.
Last tweet was from Tijuana. The one before that, Disneyland.
Enough! Go!
Mr. Mike. I'm here for his annual asshole bleaching.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.